Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffy Scott Mitchell. Coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location default route. I just happen to be walking on the other side of the street. Walking south on Route 7, Ohio Route 7, towards 224, affectionately known as Market Street and Boardman Canfield Road, respectively. I usually walk on that side of the street over there, but I figured I'd change it up today. As I take you in the last couple hours before it returns. When I get back to the house, it will be there and the party begins. For the next 3 days, it's gonna be me and it. And only it's gonna be me and it. It's gonna be me, it, and its mother. And if you know anything about 3-year-olders, 4-year-olders, and toddlers, they are a different entity. A completely different entity when their mother is around. It's amazing. I've said this, told this story before, and I'll tell it again. I remember years ago, over 30 years ago, when my mother told me, they don't act like that when you're around, when you ain't around. I didn't believe her. I did not believe her. But Lord, Lord, do I believe it now. The wisdom of our parents, people, deeply rooted in experience, deeply rooted in direct experience. My God. And I say it will return to differentiate between that which is granddaughter and that which is the energy to be perpetually going and exploring and engaging to see it go from one thing to another almost seamlessly. And yes, it's not 504. But it's about 28, 30 degrees out here. And I've learned to dress appropriately. And probably my body has become more accustomed to this temperature. Because I'm walking and I'm not cold. I don't even got my gloves on right now. But I'm prepared. I'm prepared. The only thing that I could have done was wore long johns to an airplane. You don't see airplanes around here too much. It's not like LA where you be seeing planes flying all over every day. That don't even look like that almost look like a cargo or military aircraft. Youngstown had an airport. You used to be able to fly into it. Now I think it's just there. Now I think it's just there for like specialty flights or whatever. Whatever. In fact, we used to go out to the airport just to look and see. You know, my father get pilots in the car. We go out to the airport, you know, to see the airplanes and stuff or whatever. So, I'm enjoying my time. It was a good couple days off. enjoyed the Super Bowl, the halftime show. I think enough has been said about it. I said what I had to say. Probably break it down to the key point that I'm they and I'm not like us. I'm not like them us. And I'm cool with that. I can accept that. No, you know, no fight or anger or it's a monk angst or whatever, regrets or anything about that. I'm cool. I'm cool. When I watch the Super Bowl and a halftime show, I expect to be entertained. Not given a lesson in one man's belief on the situation of political race and whatnot was going on. I just want to watch a goddamn football game and enjoy it, you know? Let alone the fact I couldn't understand a word he said. You got to hear about all the stuff. I guess it worked, though. Again, it's all marketing. It's all TV. It's all entertainment. It basically is all entertainment. And to come up with this something so controversy and to have people still talking about it and people, you know, making videos to explain it and how the depth of it is coming out and some of it's going too far. Some of it's a bit imaginative, but, you know, it worked. I mean, people talking about it. You know? I am fairly sure what the message was, I guess, in general. You know, there was just a lot. And the whole Drake and him beef, I don't care about that now one bit. That I don't care about now one bit. Can you see it? Where it says hobby? Can you see where it says hobby shop? Amor's hobby shop? Can you see it? I don't know if you can see it. I don't know what you can see. Can you see where it says Amor's hobby shop? You can see it a little bit better today, can you? You see that? See, this is Amor's Hobby Shop. This is where I used to come, and that was the sign right there. This is where I used to come, ride my bike. That was my spot. That was my spot. Well, I probably rode my bike there 2-3 times, but it was just such a monumental place in my mind. That's where all the HO trains were. And they had a Borman Hobby Center used to be, I think, in this building right here, actually, until it moved up the street. But Borman Hobby Center was more like airplanes and models and other stuff. Amor's had the trains and the racing cars. That's what I was into. So, the bottom line is it's a good time to be alive. It's just a good time to be alive, if you ask me. And I had a good conversation with my boss yesterday, trying to understand why I should be fearful of Trump, basically, and what Trump's doing. What is the reasoning behind why I should be scared or be protected or fearful or this or that or and I was trying to get the answer. I was trying to hear, you know, why? What happened? What did he do that's so threatening? What did Elon Musk, what are they doing that's so threatening? How's this gonna affect me? You know, why should I be worried about it? You know, it comes down to, you know, wrecking the Constitution and, you know, doing this and they don't have the rights to do that. It's against the law, blah, blah. And I get it, but it comes back again. And I still ain't made it to the sandwich factory. You know that? I still ain't made it to the sales track. I say I'm gonna go every time, huh? I'm gonna try to make it this time. I'm gonna try to make it to the sandwich factory. I mean it. See how that moves? And I lost the, remote to this, so I might end up buying another one anyway. Just have three of them, be my third one. Maybe I can use the other one to repair this one. And I think I lost the remote to that other one too. Next time I get one of these, I'm gonna tape it on there. I use tape or a twisty or a tie wrap or something to hold it in place to more secure it. So, I just feel like rambling today. Super Bowl. I think I can put my gloves on. I think my hands is cold and I can put my gloves on. Y'all want to see me or y'all want to see Youngstown? Y'all want to see me or y'all want to see Youngstown? I think y'all want to see Youngstown. So I'm going to flip it, put my gloves on. It's just a selfie stick, so it's easier to carry. Since I don't have to have it out in front of me, shooting me, I can have it in a more vertical position, which makes it easier to carry. Let's do that now. Shorten that up. There's the 7 South. Told you, we was going 7 South. That's where we was going. Towards 224. Took me a long time to understand north, south, east, and west in relation to the place where I grew up. On a map, I got it. It was easy, and I picked up on that early, looking at the United States map, which way north, south, east, and west was. But how to apply it when I walked out of my house. I always picture it, me standing on my front porch, facing out of the house. It's probably, you know, I think it was probably being my key central starting point of understanding direction. 8 Market bus. You know that bus run once every hour? Maybe more. It seems like it's more though. It seems like I see more than one every hour. But I think that's what it is. They're free though. So it took me a while to understand it. When I walk out my house, and I'm rethinking it now, I'm actually going over because I never really kind of figured it out. When I walked out my house at 411 West Dewey, sitting on my front porch facing the street, I'm facing north. I'm saying that again to make sure. Yeah, I'm facing north. And that is the way that fits with the way I see the map. That should have, you know, I don't think I ever tied the two together. Because as I see the map, north is always, you know, straight in front of you. You know, I'm always facing north. Or north was up. If you're looking at a flat map. So it took me a while, even though I knew north side and south side, it took me a while to put together the fact that, you know, when you go north, to the north side, you're going north. And then when you come back from the north side to the south side, you're going south. I never really kind of tied that together to, you know, the big north-south picture. East and west in the city, forget it. I don't know nothing about where the east and west is. There's a lot of cities and towns around here that I have, that I've heard about, that I have no idea where they're at. Barely realized where Austin Town was at. Struthers, Poland, Campbell, all these places. Salem. Niles, Girard. Well, I kind of figured out where Girard was. But, you know, Liberty. Well, I knew where Liberty was because that's how we got to Pennsylvania. Go through Liberty. But it's the place I grew up. And I believe that Knox TV used to be at the corner of Midlothian and Market Street in a smaller place. And I do believe that is where I finally convinced my father to get me a CB radio, because it was on sale. The price was right. I was going after it for 2 years. It was my birthday. I found a good price. You know, I cut the ad out. I had all this, had all that, $150. It went in the car. We went down there, had it put in. I remember I had a Hustler antenna. I got a Hustler antenna. Hustler was a good brand. It was a Pierce Simpson Alleycat 23. And I took the my handle as being Alleycat. $150, I remember that ad. Went down there, I got my CB. Then from there, I bought, you know, peripherals and power supplies and this and that to build it up. And I got the cheapest CB antenna that Radio Shack sold. It was like $13 or something like that. It was a quarter wave, which, you know, they really didn't have any boost power. It was just a basic antenna. That little bitch was big, though. When you open up all the arms, it was pretty big. And I got it set up and hooked up. And I followed the best guidelines I could to get the optimum performance. And my buddy, Walt Randolph, whose father was, like, deep into CBs. He had linear amplifiers and big antennas. He had all the real stuff. He was like one of the players out here. You know, used to just make Key Day Mike. They just obliterate everybody because so much power, and turn the beam antennas this way and that way. I didn't have beam antennas. I had the cheapest omnidirectional antenna you could buy. But I got it positioned and set up to where it operated, you know. Walt used to tell me, yeah, he liked my signal, you know, how I had it set up. And I had to get a power supply to run the mobile radio in the house. So I had to set all that up. I think I built a case, put a sliding mounting rack on it so I could slide the CB radio into the, you know, my console that I had set up at home in the house, then also pull it out and put it, you know, run it in the car. So I had to set all that up, along with my crystal radio set up and my stereo to record. Well, I'm gonna find that picture of my setup in high school. I'm gonna find that picture. I'm gonna find it. Here's the Boardman Hobby Center. Used to be down there, and that was the sign from years ago. That was it. Yeah, I'm gonna go in the stores. My ex-wife want me to go in there and pull those pictures. And I got a good scanner now, so I can pull the pictures and scan them. And I kind of want to go through them. What I'm going to do is probably just pull them up and bring them home and do it over time. Because it's going to take a while to go through all them pictures. You know, kind of get them organized. And then get the whole storage organized, basically. Organizer. It's already organized. Just tighten it up some more. See if we can, you know, get rid of some stuff just to there. It would be nice if I could leave some stuff over my sister's or my mother's house. But, nope. Nope. Especially out of my sister's house. My God. People just accumulate things. Not that they hoarders or anything. Not that they not. No, I don't think they hoarders. It's just the stuff accumulates. And if you ask me, some people like clutter. I tell my sister, she like clutter. You walk in my house, I want empty rooms and empty spaces. In fact, we moved the recliner out of the bedroom I'm in now to the front room to watch the Super Bowl. And it left a big empty space. I liked it. It was something about that big empty space that was attractive to me. I love this place. I love this place. Walking in 28 degree weather. I love this place. All of that is kind of newish. It's not, I don't think that was stuff, it was probably here when I grew up, but it probably, it's definitely still a bit modernized. Well, you can tell that was modernized a little. You can kind of look and see the stuff that was and the stuff that wasn't. The buildings. And I definitely gravitate towards the stuff that the legacy buildings. So I'm getting ready for it. Getting ready for two straight days. Let me see, today's Monday, Tuesday? Wednesday, Thursday? Thursday night, I get my next break. My daughter off Tuesday and Wednesday, so she gonna be there. You know, even though she try to act grown, she still wanna act like somebody's daughter every now and then when she feel like it. And here they both come. But one thing about having a recliner in the living room, that's where my daughter usually sit when I'm working. You know, while I'm working, she just come in there and sit. And if she come in there and sit, it's gonna follow. And they both in there and I'm trying to work. And they just talking and doing whatever they doing. Granddaughter get worked up, start screaming and all that. And I realized, and it's okay. Sometimes I gotta say, look, I need a moment. I need some quiet, I need to concentrate. It's like I can't, when I was younger, I might have been able to concentrate and do high level trigonometry calculus in the middle of a mosh pit at a Fishbone concert. But now, I can't even get on if the goddamn TV's on. Sometimes I can't even do what I need to do when the TV is on. That's how I am now. Youngstown, Ohio. I love this place. I even love seeing the the name on the signs driving in. The news. Like I said, the sidewalks. These are newer sidewalks, I think. But they got that old look. That old feel. People don't walk out here that much. So, sidewalks may be a thing of the past here. No, I'm joking. I'm just talking crazy. But, you know. I think I'll walk back down this side too. I should walk down the other side, huh? Shouldn't I? Should walk down the other side. But I'm not. I'm gonna walk down this side, because I walk down that side all the time. I walk down that side all the time. I gotta take off my glove to flip the camera. I don't feel like it. All right, here we go. Here we go back. We made it. Now we turn around, and we go back. Enjoying my moments to myself. And these people don't go to sleep either. They be up. I get off at 11, more than likely. They ain't going to sleep till 12:30, 1:30, which is cool. You know, which is about right. I get off work, I'll get my salad, I'll eat. You know, try to get some peace, but I won't. Granddaughter be in and out of the room, doing this, doing that. You know, just, it's not a bad thing. It's nothing you want to squelch, which we might not be too much in the wrong if we were to try to tamper it down or tap it down some, to dampen it down a little. Just to let her know, you know, you can exercise some restraint, 3-year-older. The way we got that 3-year-older coming up is basically express and do whatever you want to a degree, you know, to as far as exploring and being engaged and wanting to do this and do that. I mean, she knows what stuff she ain't supposed to play with. She knows she ain't supposed to do. She know when she, all that screaming, everybody ain't for it all the time. You know, she know, she learning. And very responsive. Very responsive. And fairly, and pretty much understanding. I would almost have to say, even understanding. I gotta call it podiatrist. I gotta do that today. I gotta call up a doctor when I get back, or when I take these gloves off, or whatever, however I wanna call it. Cause my toe is getting worse. It's getting more and more sore. I'll tell you the one thing too, these places here, I think they all kinda realize that they don't have to have their lights on. Because it's hard to tell if a business is open or not. It's like, well, we ain't gonna run all electricity if ain't nobody in here. Because it's really hard to tell if a lot of these places is open. Granted, a lot of them aren't. You know, but still. Oh, I had a pretty good work day yesterday. I had a fairly good work day yesterday. Considering it was my first day back after a week. I did pretty good. I think I was, you know, I was pretty solid. It wasn't the busiest day in the world. And it wasn't the most strenuous, I don't think. But the only reason I say that is because I handled You know, I was handling things with confidence and, you know, fairly effortless. Not effortlessly, but, you know, without stress or strain. And after a week of being away, you know, wow. Remote starters. You need a remote starter in this place. Because you want your car. My daughter, she loved her remote starter. She paid extra and got extra things. Wi-Fi web enabled. So that she could start her car in the wintertime. Had that thing warm. She get out there and she be having the heat on high max, hot. I ain't mad at her though. I ain't mad. Because it is something to behold. It is definitely something to behold. Going through wintertime. Well, gotta talk about the Super Bowl game. I just throw that in there since I feel like talking. If I didn't say it already, I think a lot of us knew that Philadelphia was the better team, more solid at every position, just the biggest offensive line in the history of the universe, just powerful, dynamic, good play calling, quarterback play good enough to facilitate one of the best, maybe the best running back in the league, decent receivers, decent tight end, just everything, you know. And we also saw that Kansas City was struggling. Even though they had a good record, they struggled through all their games. And I think, like I said this already, but it was just hard for us to realize it. You know, nobody could picture Kansas City getting beat like that. And I think that was the thing. Nobody could picture that happening. I mean, we weren't, that ain't been our experience the last 3, 4, 5 years for Kansas City to go out like that. But, so it was hard for us to even visualize that. Has somebody thought about that or seen that? You know, it should have been obvious to a lot of us, but we just were blinded by that, by Kansas City's past performance and how they, you know, got us trained up and thinking about that football team. Never to Kansas City. Kansas City would never do that, you know? Not Kansas City, not the Chiefs, you know. To get beat like that, even though it was all right there in our face, we just didn't think Mahomes would go out like that. Or Kelce. I thought Kelce was going to be MVP. He ain't even catch a football. They just shut Kansas City down completely. Kansas City was favorite. Got beat by like 25 points or some shit like that. And it wasn't even close, ever. Other than that, what can I say? Other than that, I ain't got much else. Life is good. Life is good. Even in 28 degree weather. And I'm talking about my weight. I'm fighting my weight now. I'm handling my weight now. Watch out. I'm not sure if I talk about this yet, but I got, it's definitely food and stuff. You know, junk. And I think I got candy corn and circus peanuts. I ate a box of Dots last night and 2 oatmeal cream cookies, but made my salad, had my salad. Woke up at 211.4 this morning, which is not horrible. things can be very bad. Just pizza in there, meatball sandwiches. Things could be very, very bad. But I'm hanging in there. I'm keeping it reasonable. If I lose my 1.6, I could be a 209 something. If I lose my number 1.8 that I lose on this walk, and that's without sweating. There's no sweating, because there ain't no sweating going on in 28 degree weather, so I ain't losing hardly any water weight. So if I get back, I lose 1.8, 211.4, and I can go to 209 something on a Tuesday, that is not horrible. That is not the best weight I've had. I've been lower recently. It's definitely up from being down. It's lower. It's up from being down. But that up ain't so horrible. Then, if I can just maintain, do my salad and my chips that I've been doing. I made a salad yesterday. I'm encouraged. And if I can maintain what I'm doing here, keep it reasonable, get back home at a decent number, not even losing. In the back of my mind, I don't want to mention it, but it would be wonderful if I can go back at a losing weight. Flying back Saturday, I'll land in LA on a Saturday at 135, which will give me, by the time I get home, four, get home and get settled, get unpacked, fly away, this or that. I have that day and all day Sunday to indulge and unwind and settle in. And we'll see how I act on that Saturday. But if I get back on that Saturday, because I won't eat. If I gotta watch what I eat, I can't eat. I gotta like to fly pretty much on an empty stomach. So we gotta see how that, gotta get to the airport at 6:20 a.m. So I'll leave at about 5 a.m. That means get up at like 4:30 a.m., something like that. And the flights, there's like no more nonstop Cleveland to Pittsburgh. And there's no more nonstop Cleveland or Pittsburgh to L.A. anymore. All those routes got changed. I think I put the nonstop filter on. They want $400, $500, $600. Everything going through Vegas or Chicago or something like that. So I got to fly from Flying Frontier. Paid $162 one way, which is not horrible, with a carry-on and seat selection. It's $109. The flight, bare necessity. But I need to carry on and decided to get my seats and blah, 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 And I've been spending money. I've been kind of spending money, not willy-nilly, but willy-nilly for me. And I don't usually do that. But I'm like, whatever. I don't feel like thinking about it. But I gotta watch out because income tax is coming up. And I'm waiting on my capital gains, my 1099 capital gains. It may be that I may owe $25,000-$30,000 in taxes. Having money costs money, people. Having money costs money. Having lots and lots of money. Not that I got lots and lots of money. Let me rephrase that. The more money you got, the more money it costs to have it. And then with Trump talking about capital gains, I'm like, Because what happened is, full disclosure, the inheritance I got from my father, what I'm told, was put in a very rewarding or profitable fund. It's making lots of money, but it's old school. And they got new EFTs now, electronic funds and this and that, that don't carry a lot of the financial burden that the one he put it in. Because back then, that's all, you know, that was all that was available. So he wanted to take that stuff and put it in the EFT to where we don't get capital gains. You know, you don't need a stewardship for that. You know, you don't got to pay for this or that. I moved my stuff to another financial advisor, and then to Charles Schwab. My sister left hers in, you know, where it was at. And, you know, my financial guy doing stuff, you just got to trust him. That's a lot of money. And it not only is a lot of money, I feel like it's not my money. I mean, it's my money, but this was my father's money. So it makes it even more precious. See, it's another bus. See what I say? Seems like it's more than one in an hour. That's all I'm saying. I mean, like, if you used to mess up that money, it's one thing to mess up my money. It's another thing to mess up my father's money. So, I mean, it's a risk, you know? It's a risk putting it in that man's hands. Like one of the first financial advisors I called. And he said, hey, what can you do for me? Went and met him and, you know, just got to pull the trigger. And I can clearly understand why it would be hard for my sister to do something like that, to pull that trigger, make that decision, sister. Something that can feel so big. And plus, she already overthink everything anyway. So I can see how she'd be frozen, so, you know, in position and able to make a decision either way to the point where it's so overwhelming to even think about. I just know I got tired of having those goddamn capital gains at the end of the year, to the point to where I was like, I don't care. I was almost at the point, take half of it, I just don't want to pay. I don't care if I lose money. I'm sick of this fucking capital gains tax every year. Nothing I can do about it. Basically, you're paying taxes on money that you can lose. The money's reinvested. It's not like, you know, you get the money in your pocket. You pay capital gains tax on money that you can lose. That part just, I'm like, uh-uh. So I'm waiting to see what my capital gains report is. And I'll probably have to pull some money out to pay it. I'll probably have to pull some money out of the fund to pay the taxes on the capital gain. Or I got some other money somewhere else I could probably grab and use. Something like that, you know what I mean? Either way, there's gonna be some major financial restructuring coming up. I'm gonna do my own taxes, and, you know, do this and do that, and all that stuff. So, probably looking at that, start looking at that today, pulling out my tax, go to IRS, start filing them, putting things in. I got my 1099 for the rental property. My 1099, I mean my W-2 from work, put that in. You know, then it's just after that. You know, I got a couple more I gotta put in there. Then it's waiting on the big one. Just waiting on the big one. Find out how much capital gains. Because we pulled a lot of money out of that fund and put it into something else. And when you pull it out, you gotta pay. So they'll be coming. They'll be coming. Anyway, I think I said enough. Whatever that means. I love them. I don't know why I like abandoned houses. There's something about abandoned houses. You know, I guess you see, I can see the history or the life that had went on in there at one time. The wear and tear, the experience. I guess you can see the experience of the building. Well, at least I think I can. See, this person ain't gonna look. Now she gonna look. Now you see me? Or you gonna still pull out there anyway, huh? Yeah, see, they don't play here. They don't play. Old lady. She, Pedestrian, smedestrian. You better watch your ass. Pedestrian, medestrian. You better watch your ass. All right, I'm gonna have to take a glove off. I can do that, huh? I can take a glove off. Feels good to have them on. Don't really need them, though. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the bump, and for Youngstown, Ohio, the ultimate remote location, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.